He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Hey folks, it's me, that lightly tanned fellow from southern New Mexico. And that's where the air is fresh, the sand is clean, and the folks, well, the folks are just downright friendly. I hope you're all doing well this week. Me? Well, I'm doing fantastic. I'm just as happy as a lark and as excited as a monkey on a cupcake. I've got some great tunes this hour, so grab yourself an iced tea, a cold soda, or whatever meets your pleasure. Kick back and relax as you and I together listen to some great tracks recorded in a fantastic time in our history. I hope all this fun we're about to have will bring some joy to your heart and a smile to your face. So let's get started, shall we? Right here and now on the Jason Kirkman Show. Sharp with Mashed Potato Time. Here's Johnny Nash with A White Sport Coat.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a
Here's that great female bluesy voice, Laverne Baker, with C.C. Rider.
Well, see, C.C. Rider, just to see what you have done. Lord, 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 C.C. Rider, see what you have done. Well, you made me love you, and now your girl has come. What I say, well, I'm gonna buy
C.C. Rider
me a shotgun,
C.C. Rider,
just as long as I am a tall. Get me a shotgun, just as long as I am a tall. What I say, well, I'll shoot my baby, then I'll catch that cannonball. Oh, yeah. You won't be a back at all. What I say, I said, see, 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 right.
And here's the great Brooke Benton with Hotel Happiness, one of my favorite tunes, but I have a lot of them.
I'm checking out of hotel loneliness all my lonely days. They're all through. I'm checking into hotel happiness, because darling, I found you. I left my teardrops in that old lonely room. Left my broken heart back there too. I won't be needing any hotel. Because, darling, so glad I found you. I
woke up
dreaming of your crazy kisses. I
woke up
telling Mr. Misery, here's your key, 'cause I'm checking. I'm gonna make my new address Hotel Happiness. You know why, darling, I'm so glad I found you. Now
Approximately 70% of popcorn sold in the United States is eaten in the home. The other 30% is eaten in theaters, stadiums, schools, and other events. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home. And they call it a honeycomb, and they roam the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall. And the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard what then? Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all into one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walk. Talking honeycomb, well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Well, I'll bet you remember that one from your youth. It's a classic throughout the generations, Honeycomb by Jimmy Rogers. Here's Connie Francis with Everybody's Somebody's Fool.
I
Here's some great comedy by Andy Griffith. It's Make Yourself Comfortable.
The song starts off, and this boy is writing a letter to Dorothy Dix. He says, "Dear Dorothy Dix, I'm in the worst fix that I have ever been in." Says, "Just what does a boy do when right out of the blue she invites him in and says,
ooh, make yourself comfortable, baby."
Yeah, now you can tell right there, friends, that he don't know nothing. Because he don't, because let me tell you something, it ain't out of no blue that she invited him in there. No, sir. She had everything squared away before she ever got him to the door.
"I've got some records here to put you in the mood."
Yeah, see, she's got Hearts of Stone. That's a real good Courtney record. In all of Roy Acuff's songs.
"The phone is off the hook, so no one can intrude."
See, the reason she took the phone off the hook is so he couldn't get no outside help.
"I feel romantic and the record changer's automatic, baby."
Yeah, I think, friends, by this time that it's pretty clear with her feeling romantic and automatic record changers and everything that she ain't got that boy in there to eat no cake and ice cream. All right, you all go ahead.
"Sweetheart, we've hurried through the dinner, hurried through the dance, left before the picture show was through."
See, he spent all kinds of money on her that night. He did. There ain't no telling how much he dropped at the Bluebird Cafe right by itself. And after going to all of the trouble to take her to the moving pictures, she yanked him out of there before Tex Ritter shot the first engine. And why did she do all this?
"To leave some time for this, to hug a hug and kiss a kiss now."
Look out now. Look out. See, she said right there that she wants him to kiss her. And she does, friends. She does. What I mean to tell you, she wants him to flat plant one on her.
"Take off your shoesies, dear, and loosen up your tie."
Yeah, do you notice that she never does call him by his right name? She don't know him. She don't. They ain't even shook hands yet.
"I've got some kisses here, let's try one on for size. I'll turn the lights low while
yeah,
you
Yeah, hold it right there, everybody. Hold it right there. Now, right here's his chance. He can either, while she's up cutting that light down, he can tip on out. Or he can do the real all-American Semper Paratus type of thing. And I'd do it if I was him. I'd put me a whole nother batch of records on that machine. I'd cut that light down one more notch. I'd kick off my two-tone perforated shoes. I'd get me an armful of that sweet thing, and we'd both
make ourselves comfortable, baby."
The drive-in theater was patented by Camden, New Jersey chemical company magnate Richard M. Hollingshed, Jr. His family owned and operated the R.M. Hollingshed Corporation chemical plant there in Camden, New Jersey. In 1932, Hollingshed conducted outdoor theater tests in his driveway at 212 Thomas Avenue in Riverton. After nailing a screen to trees in his backyard, he set a 1928 Kodak projector on the hood of his car and put a radio behind the screen, testing different sound levels with his car windows down and up. Blocks under vehicles in the driveway enabled him to determine the size and spacing of ramps so all automobiles could have a clear view of the screen. In 1921, however, a more public drive-in was created by Claude Caver in Comanche, Texas. Caver obtained a permit from the city to project films downtown, and cars parked bumper to bumper to witness the screening of silent films from their vehicles. Following the experiments of Caver and Hollingshed, it was Hollingshed who applied August 6, 1932, for a patent of his invention, and he was given U.S. patent 1,909,537 for his drive-in theater on May
16, 1933. "Tuesday, my soul, I can't
here's Elvis Presley singing about those hard working conditions with his tune, Big Boss Man.
Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call? Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call? Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just tall and soft. All right. Well, you got to be a working boss man, working around the clock. I want a little drink of water, but you won't let big else drive big boss man. Uh-huh. Now can't you hear me when I call? Why, you know you ain't so big, you just tall, that's all. Can't you hear me when I call? Can't you hear me when I call? I said you ain't so big, you just tall as all. I'm gonna get me a boss man, one's gonna treat me right. Work hard in the daytime, rest easy at night. Big boss man, big boss man, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? What's the matter? Well, you ain't so big, you know you're just tall and soft. Yeah. I wanna get me a boss man, the one's gonna treat me right. I work hard in the daytime, rest easy at night. Big boss man, big boss man, a big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? I said, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you know you're just tall, that's all.
I don't want you to forget two things. The first is, of course, not to forget to spend time with your family this week. Enjoy the last of this nice weather before it changes, and make sure you take some time to have some fun with the kids. Also, don't forget, and I know of course you won't, that all the fun you're having right now is here on The Jason Curtman Show. Check out my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N.
If I ever needed you, I need you now. I can't remember when I've ever been so blue. If I ever needed love, I need it now. I feel so all alone, I don't know what to do. No day or night goes by when I don't have my cry. I feel like I could die from wanting you. I can ease my aching heart, but you know how. If I ever needed you, I need you now. If aching heart. Honey, you know how. If I ever needed you, I need you now.
I understand that yesterday the governor was with you, which should have been pretty funny all within itself. We got an old fella that lives down around Pearl River, Louisiana. I live up in Picayune, Mississippi, and we got an old fella that lives down there named Joe Wilkinson. And Joe is a kind of a terror of the road. He drives a 1950 Studebaker pickup truck, which he's had ever since the day it was manufactured, and he runs back and forth between Pearl River and Slidell and Poplarville. And I don't think Joe knows that that truck will go under 70 miles an hour, even backing out of his driveway. And most of the troopers along that area are fairly familiar with him, and they kind of turn their head when he comes by, because he, not only is he a lovable old character, but he has never caused a wreck, nor has he ever been involved with one. But about 6 weeks ago, we got a new trooper assigned to our area there, and Joe came by. He was this trooper decided that he was going to station himself at the Pearl River turnaround and get him one of them speeders. And he'd been there about 10 minutes when Joe Wilkinson came by doing about 90 miles an hour in that old 1950 Studebaker truck, trash blowing out of the back end of it, fenders flapping in the breeze, love bugs smeared all over the front of it. He was hooking it right on up toward Poplarville. And that trooper seen him, and he come flying out of that turnaround, had them blinking bubblegum machine lights on and blowing his siren. And Joe ain't never seen anything like that before, and he just kind of pulled over in the right-hand lane to give this fella room to get by. And that trooper come up beside him and was waving him to get over to the side of the road, and Joe had never seen him before, and he thought he was just saying hello, and he waved at him and showered down on that old Studebaker and blew out a puff of smoke and was blasting it up the road. Left that trooper sitting there. So he poured the coal to it and pulled out his gun and came up beside him and was waving that gun, telling him to get over on the side of the road. And Joe slammed on his brakes and pulled over, and that trooper pulled up in front of him, and old man Wilkinson jumped out of that truck and went running up there and said, "Feller, what's the matter?" Said, "What can I do to help you?" And that trooper come boiling out of that truck, had his hat on and that big gun in his hand. He looked at him. He said, "Old man, ain't you got a governor on that truck?" And old Joe looked at him and said, "A what?" And he said, a governor. And Joe said, "No." Said, "The governor's at the Capitol building in Baton Rouge. That's fertilizer and hog slop you smell back there."
"Jethro, you put away vittles like it's going out of style."
"Well, shucks, Uncle Jet. Fella gets hungry spooning half the night."
"Spooning half the night? You?"
"Well, not just me. They was a girl, too."
Good. Well, maybe you better tell me more."
"Well, you've been saying we gotta make friends with Miss Drysdale, so I've been spooning with her maid."
"Just how is that gonna make us friends with Miss Drysdale?"
"I ain't just sure that it is, but anything that much fun is worth trying."
"I'll settle for that."
"Boy, that maid sure is pretty. Kinda dumb, but awful pretty."
"Kinda dumb, huh?"
"Yeah, like we was standing at the door saying goodnight, hugging a little, you know."
"Yeah, I remember."
"So then we hugged a little more, kissed some. And then she says, 'Jethro,' she says, 'there's an awful nice sofa in the front hall. Are you sure you wouldn't like to come in and sit out?' So I says, 'No, thanks.' So then we hugged some more."
"Now, wait a minute, Jethro. Why didn't you go in and sit on that sofa?"
"Heck fire, Uncle Jet. I wanted to stay out there with her."
"Stay out there with her. Someday I gotta have a long talk with that boy. Someday I gotta have a long talk with that boy.
Long talk, long, long talk.
And tell him about the facts of life and how to court himself a wife. Someday I gotta have a long talk with that boy.
Long talk with that boy.
We'll talk about the way the birds nest in the trees.
Long talk, long talk.
We'll talk about the way the bees make little bees. Cause what he don't know for a fact would fill a farmer's almanac. Someday I gotta have a long talk with that boy.
Now they have taught him how to cipher,
but they have left him up a tree.
Cause he has never learned to cipher.
That one plus one makes three. Someday he's gonna find a girl who will enjoy
long talk, long talk.
Just teaching him that she's a girl, that he's a boy.
Oh boy, oh, oh boy.
But when he's found that one to fall
and decided life's a ball,
chances are he'll want them all. I see my life's gonna be one long, long talk, just a long, long, long talk with that boy. That boy, oh, that boy.
I don't know if it's true or not, but it's said that there are about 7,000 deaths that occur each year just because of a doctor's sloppy handwriting. You're listening to the Jason Kirtman Show.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs
Jones with Are You Lonesome? Here's Jackie Wilson with Danny Boy.
Calling, yeah, from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. Oh, it's you, it's you. You must go and I must bide. But
well, thank you so much for listening to this hour of the Jason Kirkman Show. I'd also like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII, Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our anchor station. The Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, that does stand for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County, right there in Cairo, West Virginia. Also, AM 1290 out of beautiful Vancouver, Washington. OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com. Both of those are out of Columbia, South Carolina. Out of the beautiful islands, Hawaiian Pacific Radio. And out of Florida, Q-Star Radio. KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California. I do hope to go there someday. And out of Clay, West Virginia, WYAP 107.7 FM. Out of San Francisco, AM 1700 Radio Richmond, and out of Ringgold, Georgia, AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR. Andrews, North Carolina, a beautiful place it is. Andrews Community Radio and Classic Hits 1630 AM out of Denver, Colorado. and Dark Classics Radio out of Dark County, Ohio, and I will not forget our European cousins, The Music Player Yesterday out of the United Kingdom. You are listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. Check out all of the stations that carry the program by going to my website at jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and click on the links in the upper left side of the homepage. While you're there, check out the blog, send me an email, let me know just how much you're enjoying the program. Bob Seger and his old-time rock and roll. Here's Bill Haley in the comments with Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on, join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock, gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7, we'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When it's 8, 9, 10,
7-2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Strikes 12, we'll cool off, then start rocking around the clock again. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Pucker up, gentlemen. Scientific research says that men who kiss their wives in the morning live 5 years longer than those who don't. Written by Neil Diamond and performed by The Monkees, here's I'm a Believer. Folks, it looks like all of this fun is just about over, but I am here to tell you, stay tuned, because this is a fantastic station and there's always good stuff ahead. You have been listening to the Jason Kurtman Show. Hey, that's me. And it is time for me to head on out, but I'll leave you with a great tune by Ricky Nelson, Surefire Bet. I'll see you next time on this great station.
Yeah, you're a surefire bet to win my lips. A surefire bet to win my heart. A surefire bet to make me start to fall in love with you. Cause you got everything to make my heart sing. You got those dreamy eyes that promise paradise. And when you hold my hand, baby, it's oh so grand. Later, you're a sure. my heart. A surefire bet to make me start to fall in love with you. Yeah, you're a surefire bet to win my lips. A surefire bet to win my heart. A surefire bet to make me start to fall in love with you. And when you kiss my lips, baby, I know for sure, not maybe, that I'm in heaven with an angel by my side. And when I sleep at night, I dream I'm holding you tight, and I know I don't have a chance. You win. Why should I fight? Cause you're a surefire bet to win my lips, a surefire bet to win my heart, a surefire bet to make me start.
If you ever plan on taking a vacation in this part of the country, might I recommend a stop in our beautiful area, Southern New Mexico, where you can learn about Billy the Kid, some of America's atomic programs, and our space program. There's a lot to see and do here, I guarantee it. You can check out all there is to see and do in our local areas by visiting www.alamogordo.com, www.cloudcroft.net, and www.newmexico.org. All of these sites are now linked on my homepage at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. The Jason Kurtman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, providing cleaning products for the home and business since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.